This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Trump will be Republican nominee by March 1st. The fact that the Iowa presidential caucus for the Republicans had the smallest turnout in 25 years might give some never-Trumpers in the party a straw to grab, but it would be a thin reed compared to the fact that President Trump won by the greatest margin ever at more than 30 points. His numbers put him over 51% and left his remaining challengers, Florida Governor DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor and UN Representative Haley, at 21 and 19% respectively. This wasn't an election. It was a coronation of Trump by the Republican base. Next up for the Republicans is New Hampshire. Observers note that not only did Trump administer a beatdown to DeSantis and Haley, but he also ended any talk either of them, particularly Haley, of going into New Hampshire with any momentum. Trump owns all of the momentum now. It's going to be hard for the other candidates, their supporters, and especially their donors to believe that even if they do better in New Hampshire, that they seriously have any chance of taking the nomination away from Trump. So he only wins by 40% or 30% there. They still lose with no real pathway to victory. The primaries after that are in Nevada, South Carolina, and Michigan in February. Nevada is only 2 weeks after New Hampshire. Reports indicate that DeSantis is running out of money. He only had $5,000 to spend on media in the last week before the Iowa caucus. He'll have to throw everything he's got at New Hampshire, as will Haley, leaving Trump almost an open goal for his shot at Nevada. South Carolina is next, and that's been a priority for Trump. All the polls indicate he has a commanding lead over Haley in her home state. This is also the first Southern primary for this bunch, where DeSantis might argue to his fans that there might be some spillover from his work in Florida. If Trump matches the polls thus far in South Carolina, the humiliation of a breakdown in her own home state would be the de facto end of Haley's campaign, and I would bet DeSantis as well. Last to come in February is Michigan, where the Republican Party has been riven by internal conflict with efforts to oust their leader that she's contesting. It hardly matters because the conflict alone assures that Trump's opponents won't get much real help from their own party. If DeSantis and Haley are still on the ballot and claiming to be in the race, it'll be a name only. Dreamcatchers among their supporters might secretly hope that Trump gets a problem from the courts to keep them alive, but other than his corporate fraud case in New York, there won't be any decision from any other jurisdiction before spring at the earliest. So that's too late to help any pretenders to his throne. Politics is funny. Anything can happen. Still, the fact that something might happen doesn't mean it will. The race for the Republican nomination is all over but for the shouting, and in 6 weeks you can put a fork in it because it'll be over and done. From March to November, get ready for one of the longest, toughest presidential campaigns in U.S. history. Both nominees will be set in stone. Campaigns gearing up after Labor Day will be passé because this one will be in high gear by Easter and boring by Memorial Day, making the whole affair one of the longest summers of our lives. This campaign will be epic and like nothing any of us ever seen. And if any of you aren't afraid, you just aren't paying attention. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.